Scottish castle of Hogwarts, I fell in love with a Gryffindor girl. Nighttime would find me in Rosemurta's tavern, butterbeer flowed until Ginny would hurl. Greener than green were the eyes of young Potter, everyone mentions them 10 times per tale. Ron eats a lot and Hermione's bushy, Hagrid is stupid and Malfoy is pale. Every cliche you can think of is here. Oh, look, it's Severus Snape. Greasy and sneering and dour and obnoxious, and Batman wishes he wore such a cape. Here's next chapter, now Harry and Draco are secretly lovers, so are McGonagall and Argus Filch. Ron and Hermione fight and then make up. Does Dobby get laid? Nope, not a zip zilch. Transformers, Avengers, or My Little Pony, writers of fanfic somehow make it work. 200,000 word mashups with X-Men, Harry's Patronus looks like Captain Kirk. So many versions of how goblins act, and ways to be late for class. Theories of time travel, how to kill Horcruxes, but Bane the Centaur is always an ass. And we're told how Cornelius Fudge is admired by Umbridge. There goes a pairing I could do without. The Goblet of Fire exists for one reason, taking your tickets, then spitting one out.
HP 14.
Bingo!
Snape is a bad guy, no good guy, no bad guy. Lockhart is always a fool. Men can get pregnant and harems are common. I was told this is a junior high school. Not accredited, I have read fanfic for over a decade, and I have seen every trope in the game. Dumbledore's evil or noble or crazy, Death Eaters, Stormtroopers, one and the same. Out here in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with the Potterverse fix. But as I ride with my hands on my tablet, I've got no signal, that's life in the sticks.